This is Anas Al-Halak, A-N-A-S, space A-L, space H-A-L-L-A-K, date of service, January 21, 2013, dictating for Dr. Hassan Ajmal, patient name, River Young, R-E-A-V-E-R, space Y-O-U-N-G, date of birth, 06-19-1948. Next paragraph, reason for visit, follow up, next paragraph, primary care physician, no primary care physician, next paragraph, dear colleague, we have the pleasure of seeing Mr. Young. He is 68 year old, male with a past medication, significant for hypertension, ischemic cardiomyopathy, and history of MI, status post AICD placement. The patient has no new complaint today, no chest pain, significant limitation of daily activities, no orthopneopathy in the leg swelling, palpitation, syncope, and no recent AICD shocks. Next paragraph. Past medical history significant for long-standing hypertension, ischemic cardiomyopathy with a history of myocardial infarction, status post ICD placement. Next number, history of alcohol and police substance abuse with no recent abuse according to the patient. Next paragraph, social history signal for previous alcohol and police substance abuse. However, he denies any current smoking, alcohol or abuse. Social history, he lives with his family. Next paragraph, current medication, his own simvastatin 40 milligrams once a day, lisinopril 20 milligrams once a day, carvedilol 3.125 milligrams twice a day, clonidine 0.2 milligrams three times a day, nifedecal 30 milligrams once a day, aspirin 81 milligrams once a day. Next paragraph, physical examination, vital sign, blood pressure is 143/74, pulse 60, respiratory rate 16, temperature 97.9, weight 175, height 5'11". Please copy the normal template of physical examination. Next paragraph, EKG done, ancillary data, EKG done today, which shows left ventricular hypertrophy with unspecific STT wave abnormalities. Next, echocardiography done on 09-03-2012, which shows left ventricular is markedly dilated, left ventricular wall thickness is normal, overall left ventricular systolic function is severely impaired with ejection fraction of less than 20%. Pseudo-normal left ventricular filling pattern consistent with elevated LA pressure. There is a left atrium mildly dilated, period moderate tricuspid regurg. There is a moderate pulmonary hypertension, RVSP 53 mercury, and pericardium is normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one, ischemic cardiomyopathy with history of MI and AICD placement. His ejection fraction is done on September 2012, shows ejection fraction of 20%. The patient to continue medical therapy, however, he was advised to continue with the current medication, the medication that had been adjusted last time. He's not complying with it, especially the lisinopril. As we increase it to 12 milligrams daily, and we increase the coreg to 12.5 bid, as we were trying to maximize the medical therapy. We'll continue follow up with echocardiogram in the next visit. To assess his left ventricle ejection fraction and valvular heart disease, and evaluation of his mitral regurg, which probably related to his dilated left ventricle. Next paragraph. Hypertension, his blood pressure is 143/74. He was advised to stick with his medication, low salt, low fat diet. Next number, ICD. The patient has advised to check his ICD device regularly and take his medication as prescribed. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing participate of care of Mr. Young. We'll see him back in 2.5 months. In the meanwhile, he was advised to follow up with his primary care doctor and to call us or go to the emergency if there's any new symptom. Next paragraph, sincerely. Next paragraph, Anasa Halak, medical student. Next paragraph, dictated for Dr. Hassan Ajmal. End of dictation.